okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
Power. I give it to him. The glory.
I give it to him.
Forever.
I give it to him.
And ever.
I give it to him.
The power.
I give it to him.
The glory.
I give it to him.
Forever.
I give it to him.
And ever.
I give it to him.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. This is The Bold and the Beautiful. We are here right now. We are getting ready to start our broadcast, and I'm Curtis Austin, and we are now on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio. We air every second Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. Won't you just tune in? Welcome to When Christians Talk Radio, Bold and the Beautiful.
If it wasn't for God, I'd be weak. Hey. I wouldn't wake up from my sleep.
Hey.
I wouldn't have nothing to eat.
Hey.
I wouldn't be so unique.
Hey.
If it wasn't for God, I would lose, and
yeah.
I wouldn't live under a roof, and
yeah.
I wouldn't be up in this booth, and
yeah.
I wouldn't know He is the truth, and if it wasn't for God, I would have been bold. The enemy would have taken my soul, but now I rise up and I surprise them like the day that He rose. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be up in these foreign cars on the way to my shows. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have nada. I wouldn't be cold. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have clothes, no shoes to cover my toes, no hat to cover my head. If it wasn't for God, I would have been. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be counted out. My family down and out. I'm blessed, so without a doubt.
Hey.
Gotta make sure I shout it out.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bold and Beautiful is a talk show designed to bring the Word of God to youth and young adults around the world and embolden them to live out loud for Jesus. Our vision is to see young people of the world rising up to take their rightful place as leaders and world changers.
I'm a young girl spitting that gospel. Last time I saw the God, He said, I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey. And they try to act like they never knew you. But the devil can't do nothing to you.
Cause
the
power.
I give it to Him. The glory.
I give it to Him.
Forever.
I give it to Him.
And ever.
I give it to Him.
The power.
I give it to Him.
The glory.
I give it to Him.
Forever.
I give it to Him.
And ever.
I give it to Him.
Hey y'all, this is Jordana. We are back with another show of Bold and Beautiful. Very excited today. We have a special guest, Alexis Green, in the building. Say what's up.
Hey everybody.
And of course, my two wonderful co-hosts, Reverend Novena.
Hey.
And Reverend Curtis.
Hey, we in the house.
Okay, so again, we are super excited to have this wonderful, beautiful, amazing creature that God has created, Alexis. I'm excited to talk about where she is, where she's been, where she's going. Y'all will see
yes.
In a minute. We're going to open in prayer like we normally do, and we just going to dig right in. So, Reverend Novena, would you open us up?
Certainly, certainly. Oh, Father, we just love You and we praise You. We thank You for this time together, Lord God. We thank You for bringing us all together right now, Father. And we're all excited to hear all that You've planned for this time for us being together. And we just thank You in advance for the revelations that will come forth, Lord God, and the words of encouragement and hope, Lord God. We just thank You and we praise You. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 So, I am actually sitting here holding Alexis's book called Affirmation to Action, Speak, Pray, Live, which is, again, I can't even. I'm already tell y'all, she's already made me cry, right? Like, even before I met her. Listen. Like, you know when you can tell when people have been with the Lord, and then when you hear something that they have created and you know that they have been with the Lord, and then you hear the Lord and what they've created, and you're mm-hmm. like, oh my goodness.
Yes.
So we are here to highlight just not only her story and how beautifully God has woven Himself into her life, but this beautiful thing that she has created in this book. And of course, like, this is just the beginning. Like, this is so just the tip of the iceberg, but mm-hmm. this book is amazing. Mm-hmm. When I tell y'all, yes, exactly. Amazing. So So actually, what I want to start off with, before I start even asking her questions, I want you to read that same excerpt that you read earlier. Mm-hmm. We're going to have her read an excerpt from this book. Y'all need to check this book out. It's actually available on Amazon through hard copy. It's not on the Kindle, but you can get it. You can purchase it on Amazon. Again, it's Affirmation to Action, Speak, Pray, Live by Alexis Courtney Lee. Amazing.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so this passage is starting with...
Excuse that technical difficulty, excuse that.
This passage is starting with Luke chapter 10, verses 41 through 42. And it says, "But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" The affirmation is, "I will choose the good portion." In the book, you have some Greek definitions. I picked out portion and good. Portion means share an assignment or share an assigned part, a portion, a share. I have a portion, i.e. fellowship with one. Good is agathos in the Greek, which means useful. The good part, which ensures salvation to who chooses it. Sorry, y'all. Mm-hmm. And it says, many of us are like Martha. We are so concerned with what it is that we think God needs us to do for him that we overlook the most important thing in front of us. We try to prepare and prepare for the meeting and presence of God that we neglect to see that he's right there. Mary knew what was important. She knew what position to take in his presence. She chose the good portion. Mm. The action to the affirmation is be still and sit at his feet. Understand that preparation needs to take a back seat when it comes to dwelling in the same place as Christ. Get rid of everything that distracts you from God and being in his presence. Mm-hmm. You never know. God may give you the very strategy to handle whatever you were trying to prepare in his presence.
Yes.
And then you repeat again, I will choose the good portion. The prayer that ends this is, Father, allow me to discern what is most important at any given point in my life, and that is you. Allow me not to become so distracted by what I think is good that I neglect what I truly need. Help me to always know that time at your feet is always more valuable than being away from you. I destroy all seemingly good things that keep me away from your presence. Father, help me to always choose the good portion. In Jesus' name I pray. Mm. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Girl. Oh my God, y'all. So let's start off with, before we even get back into this very interesting backstory, your origin story, if you will, Avenger for Jesus. Mm. What prompted you or what was the inspiration for creating this?
This book came from, I went to a church service in January of 2018. Yes, 2018. And I went to go see T.D. Jakes. That's the first time I've ever seen T.D. Jakes in my life. I don't know why I've always had reservations about him, but God just kept telling me, go see T.D. Jakes. Go see T.D. Jakes. So I went, and when I got in there, and he started preaching, I was like, who is this man? Like, I've known who he is, but who the heck is he for real? Like, so what he was preaching about that night was about your giftings and how to, I guess, like, stay stirred up with the gift on the inside of you. The end of 2017 was very, very hard for me. So I was very low. I didn't know where I was going, what I was doing. Almost like didn't want to live my life for Christ anymore. Because I was just like, this is literally a little too much for me, God. Mm. Like, I'm about to be through with you. Okay. And so I went home that night, came back that Saturday morning, heard him preach again. Mm. And then I think it was either that Sunday or that Monday, God was like, write this book of affirmations. And I was like, okay, you got it. I was so stirred up by what God placed on the inside of him that it lit a fire in me. And I was like, yo, this is sick. Like, how can one person be used by God to ignite a fire in somebody else? It's just like, man, you're the bomb. Like, you're literally the bomb. You're igniting fires in people all throughout this sanctuary. Oh, my goodness. And I was like, you know what? Let me do what I'm supposed to do because that man doing what he's supposed to do. And I ain't got time to be getting in trouble no more. So I went home. I wrote the book in a week and a half. And I sat on it. I sat on it for a very long time. I hit roadblocks. I'm like, who's going to publish the book? How am I going to get this edited? Who am I going to go to? I kept emailing and texting people like, I need you to help me edit my book. I had a cousin who was an editor. She never texted me back. And then one of my friends who had written a book, I was like, sis, I need an editor because I'm not trying to get struck down right now. Okay. So she gave me her editor and everything else kind of like happened perfectly. Me being disobedient. Just sitting on it still. I had deadlines and dates. God was like, put it out this day. Didn't do it. Put it out that day. Didn't do it. Put it out this day. This is like a year and a half that rolls past. I got reprimanded in probably about, I say about April or May. God was like, I need you to put this book out August 15th, 2019. Or there will be consequences. I was like, all right, you got it. You good. I'm putting it out. I put it out August 15th, 2019. And here we are. We're here.
Yes, yes.
And bless God. Right?
I got my copy. I've got my copy. Oh, I'm telling you. And it's good. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Yes,
yes. God is good.
It's amazing. Okay. And so, wait, before I jump, did you have anything for?
No, I'm just loving
you. Okay.
She feel me.
A couple of things jumped out. One of the things that I love that you said that you were just really transparent about is you were at a low point and you were like, God, like, listen, like, I don't know what kind of games you're playing, but I'm about done. So if you could dig into that a little bit for me, like, because I think it's important that we acknowledge that sometimes you just feel like giving up. Like, why am I doing this thing? Like, why am I here with you? Why are we in leadership? Like, what's the benefit? Like, where are we going with this guy?
It ain't like, looking like you saying.
Listen.
Excuse me. So towards the end of 2017, God was really testing my faith. Or I would say testing my obedience.
Okay.
And I was very uncomfortable because I was doing things that are out of the ordinary. Like, people would look at me like, girl, are you crazy? Why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out here looking crazy, doing things that God is telling me to do. Like, and it's very simple, but because of the nature of who I am, me being just this kind of closed off person, I was like, why do you have me doing this? And I'm being rejected by human beings that I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going up to people in Walmart asking to pray for them. I'm going up to people like, do you need money? I'm going up to people just doing these random things and prophesying to people and asking people certain specific questions about who they are. And they're looking at me like, girl, who are you?
Why did you do that? What made you go and ask people?
God.
I
heard him talk to me. Say, I need you to go over there and I need you to talk to this person and I need you to hand out flyers and I need you to get people in the church and I need you to ask people if they're saved. I don't care if you don't know them. Do it anyway. So I was very uncomfortable. So I was just kind of like down on myself in those moments. And I'm like, all right, God, I'm trying to live my life for you, but it doesn't look like what I thought it was going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, all right, man, I'm out here. You got me out here for real. And I'm just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right, right.
And I was like, what am I supposed to do? Mm-hmm. Like, is this going to be the rest of my life? He's like, yeah, get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the end of 2017 for me.
Well, I definitely... You want to say something? I'm sorry.
I just wanted to follow up because I know you were saying when you went to visit a church where Bishop Jakes was teaching, and he was teaching about the gifting. Do you know what your gifting is? Or what did you know at that time what your gifting was?
I did. I did. I knew that I had the gift of prophecy, and I know that God has made me to be a writer. Mm. And I was sitting on all those things and not wanting to come into the full recognition of the ministry portion. I ain't got no problem writing.
Right.
I love to write.
Right.
But being a prophet of God and what I know of prophets in the Bible, I'm like, do I really got to do that?
What do you know about prophets in the Bible? What's your take on the prophets?
They're very stubborn.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
It's me and Jonah, like, we cousins. Yeah. Me and Jonah is cousins. Mm-hmm. And the whole, in his story, him not wanting to do what God told him to do for the nation of people that he was called to. And I'm like, I can completely identify with that because there are things that I do not want to do, but in my heart of hearts, all I want to do is please God. Mm-hmm. So it's the conflict in the war within, between flesh and spirit, and being authentically who God has made me to be.
That's good. Right? And I totally relate. And being as though you brought up Jonah, so of course I get checked by him too, in that aspect of moving in and what he's gifted me to as well. And specifically that particular first chapter that he took me to, because he was checking me, and what he showed me, like how Jonah, he went down into the boat, he went down to Tarshish and tried to go down away from the presence of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And God says, when you run from what I call you to, your quality of life diminishes. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, you know, did you see at those times when you were running that your quality of life seemed to diminish it too?
It did. I, from a teenager, I suffered from depression. Mm-hmm. And I got delivered from depression probably the year before all of this started happening. Mm-hmm. And then once I started to run, I felt the depression creeping back in. And being in that low place and the point of basically wanting to take my life, I was like, no, we've been here before. We're over this. Right. So I need you to get up and do what you're supposed to do. Like, these are the conversations with myself, and I'm just like, girl, you can't do this no more. Mm-hmm. You have to do what God has called you to do.
Prophesy over your own life.
Mm-hmm. Every single day, I'm like, all right, I know you don't want to do it, but I need you to have the joy of the Lord. I know you don't want to do it, but I need you to seek his face. I know you don't want to do it, but I need you to get back on the path you're supposed to be on, because if you don't, you will perish. Mm-hmm. So I'm too afraid of perishing in a way where it's just like, all right, God, I'm finna go down to hell, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Well,
so that's
so okay. That's and, right. and that that's conversation, good. That conversation that you had within, it sounds so much like abiding. Like God himself was in there, encouraging you and reminding you that he's in there.
Yeah.
And for you to just do what he just telling you to do.
Yeah.
You know, I also see too, like, even how those steps that you just talked about led you right to this book. You know, basically, exactly, that's actually what you outlined. But the name of the book is Affirmation to Action. Speak, Pray, Live, right? And as I'm listening to you and I'm just hearing everything, it's like, as you touched on something, you touched on the depression aspect, right? You're like, no, I've been delivered from this, you know? So then you had to begin to speak, you know, exactly what you knew was truth. Yeah. We know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And therefore, you know, that was actually too, not just what you're speaking, you were also praying and believing what God has said. And then you start to live it out. But I just look at how God gave you everything. First, he gave you the foundational thing, because you cannot build a house without a foundation, which was the word of God. He gave you foundation. But then after he gave you foundation, he gave you the affirmation that tied to the foundation. In other words, he put something on top of it to make a structure on the foundation. But then also, too, he gave not just that, he gave you the principle right behind it. I'm trying to find the right word. The affirmation and then the action, which actually said, okay, now I need you to live in it. So now you got your house built. Now I need you to live in it. Move around up in that thing. You know what I'm saying? Get comfortable in it. Cause, and I'm looking, I'm saying though, but that's like, a picture of deliverance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So you painted the picture. Well, he delivered you from some things and mm-hmm. brought you into your calling, but he gave you the ability not just to write, but also to paint the picture of what deliverance looks like
yeah.
and how to get there and what the roadmap, because you gave a map.
Mm-hmm.
This the map right here. You know what I'm saying? Look, leave me from down there in Lodabar, that barren place, and take me up to the king's table, right? Mm-hmm. This is how you get to the king's table mm-hmm. right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you begin to understand who you are, and what you were gifted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And this is awesome. This is so awesome. So let me ask you this. Then I'm talking in circles for a second. I got to get back to what I want to say, right? So let me ask you this. Now that you're in this space,
mm-hmm.
and now that you understand like what this, can you see pieces in your hindsight
mm.
that you really looked at that were for real like stuff that you wish that didn't happen then, but yet really it was profit for now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Going through depression is one of those things, and then when I moved back home from Georgia, I started having severe panic attacks, to the point where even the panic attacks triggered something in me that made me not want to live anymore, because they were just so outrageous. And speaking the word of God over my life mm-hmm. and just thinking mm-hmm. those thoughts mm-hmm. just kind of calmed me down, and having those like, not mechanisms, but having those just like tools in place
tools. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
to keep me going. Because in those days and those nights, I was literally just praying to God, like, please let me just make it to the next day. Mm-hmm. I just mm-hmm. want to make it to the next day. I don't care what goes on. Just let me make it to the next day. Mm-hmm. And when you're coming out of a panic attack, it almost feels like a new day is dawning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And with the word of God over my life and me speaking that, and then people speaking over me when I didn't have the strength
mm-hmm.
to speak into myself, I was like, all right, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can do all things through Christ yes. who strengthens me. No matter where I am, God is strengthening me. Yes. And even in those low moments of having panic disorder and anxiety and having depression, I'm watching my sister now go through the exact same thing
mm-hmm.
that I've gone through, having a husband and having a family and having to go to work each and every day. It's just like, you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You need to speak the word of God over your life.
Mm-hmm.
You can come out of this. Just go to sleep, go to bed, whatever mm-hmm. it is that you need to do to make it to the next day, God is with you. And if I didn't have those moments, I wouldn't have been able to minister to her from a place of experience and knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So everything, I hate when people say it, but it's so true. Everything literally happens for a reason, mm-hmm. and everything is working for your good, no matter yes. if you love it, no matter if you hate it, no matter what's going on. God will use those things that come at you, even if he didn't send them, they're gonna work for your good.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That reminds me
really
one of my favorite people, Graham Cook. He talks about the wilderness, and he said and sometimes you'll find yourself in the wilderness that God leads you into, and sometimes you create your yes. own wilderness.
Yes.
But either way, God's going to be with you through it. So he talked mm-hmm. about the wilderness experience that Jesus went through. And then he talked about the wilderness experience that, who was the other person he used as an example? Was it Abraham? I can't even think of the other person. But it was, no, who was it? It was, oh my goodness. I can't think. So mm-hmm. let me not. So I can't think. Mm-hmm. But that was a self, like his own actions led him into the wilderness. Mm-hmm. But no matter whether it's your own actions that lead you into mm-hmm. or whether God is leading you in there, that when you get into that moment and you get into the wilderness, that God will be with you. And then
as you're in it, if you are conscious that, okay, this is a moment.
Right.
God is here with me. You can learn your lesson in there, and not only will it benefit you because you will be strengthened in the areas where you were weak before, right. but then again, you can use it when other people are going through it. Mm-hmm. So not saying go out and make bad decisions so you can minister to other people. That ain't the point.
No.
Listen,
no.
You don't have to make decisions. Don't make bad decisions. Yeah. But for believers, the wonderful thing is that God is with us even in our disobedience. Yeah. Like, he never leaves us. He doesn't.
Never.
Whether we're rebelling, whether we're in obedience, like, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, he'll be there looking at you like, okay, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm here. Right. You know I'm here with you.
Right. And you hear me.
I'm never going to leave. Nope. And I love you through it all. And the beauty is that he will go through the process with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that on the other side of it, if you let it, mm-hmm. that you can be strengthened in it. You can be strengthened like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Like, he took me through this. Mm-hmm. I am stronger in my faith, in my patience, in my belief in miracles, and whatever those things are, whatever he's trying to show you. One of the other things Graham says is, when you're in a situation, look for God, go stand next to him and be like, okay, who are you going to be for me in this season?
Right.
Who are you going to be for me? Sometimes you need a father. Sometimes you need a healer. Yeah. Sometimes, you know what I mean?
Right.
So who are you in this moment? Because you're going to teach me another aspect of yourself. And in the scripture, in Revelations, where it talks about the different sides of God and how they worship him. Mm-hmm. And what someone used the example is they keep worshiping him because he keeps showing them a different side of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that every side of him is beautiful. And so you can't help but to continue to worship him. Mm-hmm. But I can talk about Jesus all day.
Yes.
But so the origin story, like, I want to get back to your Avengers for Jesus origin story, because you have an interesting path, right? Yeah. You have, listen, hello. Hello.
It's all over the place.
Listen, but that's life, right?
It's all going to work together.
So tell us a little bit about, like, and I don't know where you want to start in the beginning of your origin story. If you want to start with when your first conscious thought about, oh my gosh, there's a God, or your first thought like, there is a God, but I'm not with him at the moment.
Mm. Lord, tell me where you want me to start. I'm going to start from that day that I got saved.
Mm-hmm.
I got saved at 19. I grew up in a house where my mom and dad are believers. I'm going to say that my mom is the stronger believer in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think my daddy grew up in church, so that's why he's like, I ain't going to church.
Uh-huh.
But I grew up knowing there is a God, Jesus is real, but I didn't have the foundation of, you know, church and faith and religion or anything like that. So at 19, my mentor, she was like, I need you to come get saved before you go away to college.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, I'll come, whatever. So I ended up going, I got saved, had my moment where I tried to speak in tongues, and I was like, okay, it didn't happen, but it'll happen later. Just let me get out of here. I'm trying to go back to the cookout. So
that's real. That's real.
So I got saved. I went away to school in New York, came back home, but I had no idea who God was until I came back home from New York. I think God was tugging me in those moments, like, I need you to get into church. So I started going to the church that my family, you know, grew up in and went to. Started going there, and I was like, wow, this is great. Like, they're really feeding me the word. I'm really growing here. I'm getting my friends to come. My friends are getting saved. I'm like, Jesus, you're the bomb. Who else can I tell?
It's like a 20-year-old. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I'm just all this vigor. And I started to learn about, like, secret societies and all this other stuff. And it really kind of turned me off, because I was like, if you're God, why are you allowing all this stuff to take place?
Mm.
Like, you've got these things going on in secret places. These people have these things going on in secret places, and it's just like, well, why are you letting this happen? Like, what's really going on? Like, are you really God? So I stepped away in those moments, and there was always a tug, and I just couldn't understand why. And at 19, me being a girl and these little stupid boys, I had liked this guy, and he had just gotten ordained, and I was like, "Ooh, I could be a first lady." And
I was, I wish you could have seen that look on my face.
Hello, y'all girls know the look.
The hair flying.
Yeah. So I'm driving. I'm literally driving past my church, and God was like, "No, you the preacher." Ooh. And I'm like, "What?" I just want to sit cute in front.
That's all.
I want to mind my business. And I was like, all right, sure, whatever. That was what, 19 or 20? 21, I ran away from home. Went down to Georgia. Just abandoned Christianity, abandoned church. I started speaking about the universe and all this other stuff because the universe will bring you whatever you need. Blah, blah, blah.
That's the secret.
Girl, I was in love with the secret, too. I was like, I'm going to manifest my dreams. It didn't work out.
So you couldn't make it happen.
It didn't work. It didn't work.
You couldn't do it, huh?
I was like, you guys are lying. So I started dabbling into stuff like that, crystals and chakras and stuff of that nature, which is basically witchcraft. And I've always been attracted to witchcraft since I was a little girl. And I had a friend, and she worked at my job, and she kept inviting me to church, and I kept telling her no. One time I told her I was gonna go, and I stood her up. She was pissed.
I show everybody my friend. This
livid. She was livid. She did not talk to me the whole day. I was like, dang, I really messed up. And I was like, please just invite me one more time. So she invited me, and I came. And when I walked through the doors of the church, God was like, this is where you're supposed to be. And I was like, fine.
You can still hear his voice.
Yes. In it all. In it all. I was like, fine, I'm here. And I'm just going to be here. I ain't going to say nothing else.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to just be here. I ain't going to say yes to nothing. I'm going to just stay here. I'm going to sit here. So,
strong will.
And I always remember that moment driving past that church talking about you going to be a first lady. Nah, fool, you going to be the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. I guess so. I guess I can do it. If you making me. But no. Probably one of the greatest, most uninformed decisions I've ever made in my life.
Yeah.
Completely uninformed. Like, so what are we doing?
I'm here.
Right.
What's going on today, Lord?
That's all we want. Just show up.
Yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Yep.
Acknowledge him at all.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. So, now that you have, so... Lord, don't you just hate it when God just makes it very evident what you're supposed to be doing? Mm-hmm. Because it's like it leaves you with no excuse.
None whatsoever.
He knows you heard him.
But like, because I know when I know for real, and I'd be like, Lord, did you really say
did
it?
You say it?
Did you say did it for real? It? Like,
that's somebody else come and tell me. And then I know what
yes,
you
oh my exactly. gosh.
Yeah. Come, give me some
confirmation.
Look, I'm going to throw the carpet out on the ground. What I need you to do, make it wet just on the carpet, not the ground. And then tomorrow, if it's I'm gonna tell you just to make the wet ground, the ground wet, and not the carpet. I got you. You know, all right. So,
absolutely.
You know, I've been there so many times. So, you know, I know it's people that might be listening that believe like we believe. We'll be talking about something like that, and it's fine. Because all I ask is that you know, in those instances, that you ask Christ to reveal Himself to you, and He will. So now with this book and knowing that you are God's prophetess, you're God's preacher, you're God's writer. So now that this is right here, this has been birthed August 15th, right?
Mm-hmm.
August 15th, 2019. It was birthed some time ago, but it was birthed for other people to actually hold on to it. now that you have this, like, because I know, like, we talked about earlier offline, like, the whys behind why we do stuff. We know that God told you to do this. But what's the purpose attached to the book?
The purpose attached to the book is for that young man or woman, believer or not, to just get a feel for who they are in God, whether they believe it or not. Some people believe in some form of God or higher being. And if you could just get the book in your hand and literally see the word of God and watch it transform your life. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe, really trying God for yourself and not what nobody else says, and seeing that, all right, this God is real. Everything else that I've been serving, everything else that I've been worshiping, even if you are a believer, because if you are a believer, there are things that you serve and worship, and it takes the seat of God on your in your heart. Mm-mm. And it's like, all right, who are we casting down today? Is it depression? Mm-hmm. Is it idolatry? Is it fear? What are we casting down today so that God can take his rightful place back in your heart? So it's for that person, believer or not, just to get a feel for, all right, this is God, this is his word, and if I speak it, it's not going to return back to me void. It's just not. It's going to come to pass because he said it.
Yeah.
And if he said it, it's happening. I just have to believe.
Believe on me.
So. Oh, yeah, no, it just happened. No, we did it right there. We just pulled down strongholds. Yeah. We just made declarations. We was like, what? Like, what? We coming against that little Avengers in the house. Yeah. Like, we like, what?
You ain't know?
Shoot, I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? Affirmation to action. That's affirmative action. That's affirmative. I agree with that. Bam. No, just sad. I'm just like, no, that was good. I'm telling you, y'all ain't listen to this girl. Y'all ain't listen. Get the book. Get the book.
Get the book.
It's called Affirmation to Action. Speak, Pray, Live by Alexia.
Alexa.
Alexa. That's how you say it. You know, I'm pronouncing yes and only here. Courtney Lee. You know.
Bless his name.
But bless it. Bless it. I'm telling Bernard, seriously though, for real. Truthfully, because like just she just said, it's for every person that might not know God or do know God, that you will really see that you can cast down every stronghold and everything that is all itself against the knowledge of Christ that's in your life. Because truthfully, like in this space where this book demonstrates, it points the direction. It's a map to freedom.
Yeah.
It's a map to freedom. No matter what it is, like she said, whatever it might be, fear, it might be doubt, it might be depression, whatever it is, it's a map to deliverance. And I'm like, yeah, this is what people need.
Absolutely.
And it was birthed just for you and me.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. I know, as I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking about when I first gave my heart to the Lord, and I would hear people with this church ease. I know even before I was saved and I went to the Catholic Church, and I used to hear people be able to recite scriptures. And I was like, this doesn't even make sense. I had another word for it, right? So then after you get saved, you're like, okay, I'm going to give it a try. Let me at least read the book. Oh, so that's what they were saying. You know? Mm-hmm. But then it's like, after you say it, what does it mean?
Right.
And you talk about, you know, walk by faith and not by sight, and faith until you make it. But I don't even believe this stuff. He says, I am more than a conqueror. I don't even want to fight. But then I read the word saying that I'm in a fight, whether I want to be in it or not. So I guess I better learn what it means to be a conqueror and to be courageous, be strong and courageous. You know, I know when I was first saved, I would go to the Bible. Go to the dictionary to get a definition for these words that were in the Bible, you know. And for you to have gone and done the research to go all the way, you know, get the Greek meaning of it and just to break it down, because you say it's a scripture, then the affirmation that goes with that scripture. What am I going to say to this, you know? But then you say, okay, so now you got the word. You got the affirmation. I'm breaking it down to you so you understand what the affirmation means, which is normally shorter than what the scripture says. But then the action, how do I move forward with this? Because I'm scared. But you say, I'm saying out of my mouth, I am more than a conqueror. But I'm still scared. Okay, well, let's take some action.
And then you break it down in. Then you tell them, repeat the affirmation again. And some things happen when it comes out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's one thing when we're thinking.
Right.
Okay, I'm thinking it, but it's like it ain't doing nothing for anybody else. Mm-hmm.
Not in your head.
As soon as I say, I am more than a conqueror, you know, through Christ Jesus. And, you know, it's like it just dismisses the fear, you know. So I commend you for writing this book. It's such a beautiful book. And,
thank you.
And it's easy to read. There's a lot of space in it so you can write your own thoughts in it. And then in the very back, there's a place for notes. And I really like that too, you know, so that you can write your own notes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you. So if you were to say, or you may or may not know, I'm going to give you that preface. You can, you know. What season do you feel like you're in? Like, where do you feel like God has you in this moment?
The ending stages of preparation.
Mm.
Okay.
Girl, you, ooh.
That's
not actually what I ain't got nothing to say. I'm just saying, like, I know it. Go, girl.
I'm on the end. Because, well, I feel I've gone through... In my 29 years of living, every single event that has happened from birth to now has made me, it has molded me, it's shaping me. I am shedding certain things, and it almost feels like I'm starting to come out of a cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, all right, you're transforming, and you... It's one thing for other people to tell you that you're changing and you're transforming, but when God shows you yourself, like, look, little girl, this is what I'm doing, and I need you to see it, I need you to perceive it, and I need you to get ready, because I'm taking you somewhere, and you have to come out ready to fly. And I'm in that end phase, and it's almost scary, because it's just like, I'm not ready yet!
Exactly. It's nice and warm in this cocoon. I know this cocoon. I know every part of this cocoon. Like, I don't know what's going to happen when it breaks.
This isn't premature. Are you sure? Are you sure?
And it's like, God forbid if somebody comes and tries to pull me out of that cocoon.
Right.
So we got to be careful when people say, when we have an hour moment, and I don't know if this is, and somebody agrees with it, but that, you got to be careful about all of that, because you can't afford to have somebody come in. Let me just help you out of that cocoon. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
but it's very detrimental.
Exactly.
Oh, it's like, got to be, like you said, shedding some things.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's good. It's real.
That is so real.
It ain't just good. I mean, I mean, y'all already know some stuff I just told y'all about what I was doing, but. Yeah, like, I know exactly what you, because I'm, like, right, like, yeah, you, thank you for wearing my shoes, and because I know how they feel. Wow, thank you. So, and I think a lot of people just listening is in that place, too, because I do believe that we are in a season of choices, and because the choices that's made in this season will actually result into the harvest that's going to come for what's coming next.
So,
So, like, our now actions actually are really setting us up for our now blessings, our now delays. I mean, it's just so, like, it's really important, like, to make all those right choices right now, because, you know, again, I like what you read in your book earlier on about that in his presence, he can give you the strategy for what you were trying to prepare for outside of his presence. And like right now is that season, like now, press where I'm at, right? Like right here where I'm at, where I'm building with you. I want to give you what you've been trying to get for so long. And I think so many of us have been trying to do it with him, but yet at the same time, when it doesn't happen the way we think he should be ordering it, then we say, hold on, Jesus, let me take the wheel back.
Come on,
God. Hello.
Let me put my hands on this real quick.
Let me drive.
Just a little bit. You don't know what you're doing.
Let me say that.
You don't know. We're supposed to turn right there. We were supposed to turn right there. You know,
you missed it. You know, your GPS,
Holy Spirit ain't on right now. You know,
you just took the wheel.
Like, and look,
hello.
Because, look, we be like, and then we be like, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I let somebody be a placeholder in that spot that they shouldn't have been.
Come on, man. Did you shed it away from me?
Right. It was all, you know, so can you come fix this real quick? You
Daddy,
know?
Daddy, I need you.
Yeah. Come on, Daddy, right? Come on.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yeah.
That is so true. That is so true. So true. So, real quick, before we forget, because a lot of times we forget. So, if someone wants to contact you, if they want to, you know, purchase your book in bulk, or maybe have you come and talk about your book in front of, like, a small group or something, what's the best ways to contact you?
Best way is Instagram. My handle is Project Sunshine, ProjectSonshine. Best way to get to me is Instagram. Email's connected to there, everything.
Excellent.
Project Spell that one more time.
Sunshine.
ProjectSonshine.
That's correct. Project Sunshine. So check her out on Instagram. Again, purchase the book, Affirmation to Action, Speak, Pray, Live. So, you know, it's so funny as you're talking, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so amazing. So amazing. Mm-hmm. So, cause I can totally, the wonderful thing about you, that I think is amazing. So just when I read the passages, how, like when you read it to me, the way it affected me was so, like, have you ever had an experience with God and you know you're changed, but you don't even know how you changed, but you just feel changed?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, that's what this book does for me. Like, amen. I feel changed. I don't know what happened. I don't know how it happened, but I was like, I'm changed.
Wow.
Like, and there are some things that I think is beautiful with God. Like, he just changes someone on the inside and you know it's different and you know you're different. You can't name it. You can't explain it. You can't, you know, what it looks like, but you know you're changed. So I think that's a beautiful thing about this book, and I can totally see you talking about, you know, your process and talking about what birthed it to, like, you know, groups of people, because I think your heart and sharing it is also, like, so important.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited for you
and all
that God is about to do. Like, I am so excited for you. Like, you don't
know. Thank you.
I'm changed. Like, I'm forever changed.
Thank
you
God.
Have forever changed me. The God in you has forever changed me. And that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, you're doing what God created you to do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you're probably further along than you think you are.
Girl,
you're probably...
Absolutely.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. Like, you know, just keep eating from the tree of life and let go of, you know, good and evil.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. Just the tree of life. Listen, don't judge where you think you are, where you've been, where you should be, where you... Because you look at your life, because I really think you're further along than you think you are.
Wow.
Like, I think you about, like, one step, and you about to be in that next.
That's what she's saying.
Yeah.
Listen,
I think it may be sooner than she think it. She
thinks
it. Listen, I'm just saying.
He does quick work.
Listen.
But it's not so much him doing the work, it's the coming into agreement, I think. He's agreeing that he's in charge. Mm-hmm. And you are not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the hard part.
Yeah, see, I know, right? So that's the scary part, because you actually saying, okay, literally, is that you really? If it is, bid me to walk on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And you had enough initiative and faith to say, okay, I'm going to step out. I'm going to ask you this question, but I'm going to step out.
Mm-hmm.
But don't feel too good being out here.
Yeah,
because I can't control.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the boat, I can control that. I can control how it moves.
At least I thought I was.
The appearance of control.
We'll take you in.
Right,
but we walk on this
water. Real.
Yeah,
real.
But just walking in the water in front of all these people, these jokers back here.
Hello.
Who, everybody who already say you can't do it in the first place, or think you ain't gonna do it, or think that it ain't never happened.
That's true. That's a lot of work going on there. And you just say. Huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, that realization of that's our reality at this moment, like, what would you say to those people that still right there in that space that you stepped away from, like, that really needs to come out where you at?
Don't fear. Fear will cripple you.
Yeah.
It's the one thing that will hold you back from being who God is calling you to be. Yeah, fear is crazy. Z. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have fear-based, like, conditions.
Yeah.
Anxiety is based out of fear. And it's just a lack of, like you were saying earlier, lack of control. You can't be a control freak when mm-hmm. you serve God.
Yeah.
Because your life is always going to feel like it's out of control. And you literally have to go with the flow. Like, I always equate it to, I always, when I'm not in control, I feel like an electric wire going all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, God got you. You fine. You ain't finna spark nothing, set nothing on fire.
Right?
You ain't supposed to set on fire. Okay? So, you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
But fear. Just let go of the fear.
You know, that's going to be, so that's going to be a quote, right? On a post that I'm gonna post tomorrow. No, I'm for real. Like that was. Look, I'm posting this tomorrow. Y'all gonna see it on my Instagram and my Facebook. You can't be a control freak and trust God.
You can't.
Amen.
You really can't. Amen.
Mm. You don't like that. That can preach right there. That can preach right
yes,
there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You can't be a control freak and trust God. Good God, I'm like, girl, that's going to be a good one tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to
put at least you're telling me he's going to take your words.
No,
at least
you're telling
me.
No,
yeah, you tell me.
I'm going to let you know. It's going to have your name attached all to right. a quote by author. Yeah, right here. I ain't going to say a name. I might say it
don't
wrong again.
Don't say it wrong.
You know what I'm saying? Lexus. You know what I'm saying?
I take it. Toyota.
Take it. Made by
Mercedes.
The same people.
Mercedes.
Yeah.
Maybach.
Right, yeah, riding like that, straight like that, like Jesus in the car, driving the car. But no, I have really, really speak, pray, live. That is really good. Speak, pray, live. They laughed at me because I watched that movie. Speak, pray, love.
Eat, pray, love.
Eat, pray, love. Mm-hmm. That's what they laughed. They laughed at me. I was, you know, I'm in the penitentiary watching that. They said, "Hey, you watched that? Hey,
but look, you asked me, yeah, pray, love.
Right." But, you know, it has really been refreshing, though, you know, to hear your journey, to hear how God has developed you into the woman that you are now, and also to hear the woman he's taking you to present to other people, right?
Yes.
Making you to present to other people. Like, because I really see, like literally, like, how you you went to go see T.D. Jakes, and he lit a fire in you through the word of God being a conduit. But this book right here and your ministry itself is going to do the very same thing.
Amen.
You said when you were young, at 16 or younger, you said, come on, I'm going to be an actress. I'm going to do this. And we're going to, you know, I'm going to be on the screen or whatever. Well, you are.
Yes.
I really believe that. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the platform that God is setting up for you, that you are going to be igniting fires in a lot of people. But
absolutely,
the fire that you're going to be igniting is going to be burning the chains off other people.
Amen.
It's not just going to be people into their purpose. It's going to be burning the chains off them that held them for so long.
Amen.
It's going to be things that's going to start falling off in those atmospheres that you go into and that you begin to speak, because the power that's going to be attached to your words when they come out your mouth because of who and the anointing that's on your life, it's going to start to break things so fast that literally in those audiences and those places that people are going to begin to see the manifestation of the power of God right in that moment. It's going to be suddenly things that's going to start to happen when you enter into those rooms because of the anointing that's attached to you.
Yes.
And all these things that God is giving you, he's giving you these keys because he already knows that you're going to use these keys specifically to unlock chains that people have been bound by for so long.
Wow.
And those chains, they spur from depression all the way to doubt all the way to things of insecurity. It's so many different places that God's going to allow you to speak into, and as you begin to speak into, it's going to be a lot of ladies, it's going to be a lot of even men that's going to be freed by the word that God will speak out your mouth. And I just look forward to seeing what the God we serve is going to do through you, because it's going to be awesome, it's going to be mighty. And trust me and believe, well, don't trust me, trust God and believe that what's in you right now and everything you've been through has only been deposited so you can do it in this season.
Amen.
This season right here that you're about to enter into, it's going to be the best season of your life. Watch what God does in this next year.
Wow.
I believe it.
Yes.
God is going to do it.
I receive it.
And it's going to be speak, pray, live. And that's how it's going to roll.
Amen.
Amen.
So this has been another awesome episode. Okay, I think Alexis is done. I think we done prophesied over her. She's done. She's done. She's tapped out.
Wow.
She's tapped out. So we
thank you for joining us. Yes, again, yes. You can reach out to her on Instagram at Project Sunshine. That's ProjectSonshine on Instagram. And we just look forward to all the wonderful things that that's going to happen in this young, beautiful creative's life. So check us out. Of course, you can follow us on Bold and Beautiful WCS. That's BoldNBeautiFulWCS at Instagram. That's also, we're on Bold and Beautiful spelled correctly on Facebook. So you can reach out to us if you are interested in being on the show or you know a young person who you want to highlight. Yup. So we love y'all and we'll talk to you next time. Bye. Bye.